Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's business. It's business.
Juanita Dugan is the president and CEO of the National Federation of Independent Businesses and joins us this morning to talk about tax cuts and how they have impacted small business. And I guess with everybody filing their individual tax returns, Monday, we're beginning to have everyone talking in practical terms about whether the tax cuts have been good or bad. What does the data show us, Juanita?
Well, thank you for having me, John.
Of course, yeah.
Millions of small businesses are filing their full year taxes under the new tax bill, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, for the first time. And as you said, Monday is dreaded tax day. And for small businesses, for like 20 years, taxes were listed as their number one problem. But now, in the tax cut bill, they got a 20% deduction for small businesses on their business income. And this is the largest tax cut in history. This year, it's worth about $27 billion. So it's led to historic highs in the small business economy, and we think it's very exciting. NFIB was deeply involved in achieving this tax cut when it was going through Congress, and it's been business has been booming based on what savings are going to be this year.
Do you think that trend continues? Is this a one-time thing, or we've got more good news in the pipeline here for the average worker and for those who want to grow their business?
Well, this small business deduction is going to be year-over-year savings for small businesses under a certain size. And this year it's worth $27 billion, but according to Congress, over the next 10 years, this is going to be a $414 billion savings for small business. So it's definitely the largest tax cut in history, and it's year over year. This has created a psychological boost among small business owners. We've reached 45-year highs and all sorts of statistics for small business. Record numbers of job openings, record numbers of hiring plans, actual job creation, and compensation increases. For the first time in decades, workers are actually getting higher compensation, and people have been worried about that forever.
Oh, yeah.
There's been record profit growth and inventory investment. So any way you look at it, this is good news for the economy.
Now, you know, before I started here at the radio station, I spent a lot of time consulting with firms, some big ones and some, you know, mid-size companies and their CEOs. And I really did, no kidding, sit in rooms where people said, you know, we cannot make plans because Barack Obama's team keeps changing regulations on us. So they just kind of stayed with their core mission and didn't grow. And I've been trying to explain to people over the years that giving business owners clarity so that they can advance out their plans for 12 months, 24 months, 36 months is really critical to watching the economy grow. Are these small business tax cuts permanent? Are we giving small business owners that type of clarity down the road into the next few years?
John, that is an excellent question, and the answer is no. These tax cuts are not permanent. The tax cuts for big business were permanent, and the ones for individuals and for small businesses are not permanent. So they're going to go away in about 7 years. Our highest priority at NFIB is to make them permanent. Yeah. We have pieces of legislation that we've been working on to make them permanent. One of them is H.R. 216. So listeners out there who want to make these tax cuts permanent should be talking to their members of Congress and their senators to try to get them to co-sponsor and support a bill to make these really big tax cuts permanent for small business. It really shouldn't be a partisan issue. Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on that.
Yeah. I'm assuming that you're telling your members to get some professional help as they file so that they don't find themselves in a bind, either up against a wall and not knowing what to do, or they make mistakes on their own in filing all their forms with the federal government. Am I correct in that, or is this pretty simple for a lot of folks?
Well, it's actually very simple. And if you go to nfib.com/taxes, there is a ton of information there to help small business owners figure this out.
Okay.
Simple information. We have tutorials and resources. But it's always a good idea to talk to your own tax professional. We can't give you tax advice, of course.
Yeah.
But we can certainly show you how it works and what to look out for and how to fill out those forms.
Yeah. Well, Juanita, that's good advice. Juanita Dugan, who's the president and CEO of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. I got to get with my tax lady who's helped me for years because I am nervous about it. You know, I'm not going down for making a mistake with my tax forms when I can get some help. You know,
we certainly want you to do it right. That's for sure.
Juanita, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And congratulations that so many of your members are, you know, seeing this as a renaissance, an opportunity to grow. That's great for all of us.
Well, thank you. NFIB is solely focused on small business, and we're very excited about what we were able to do to help small businesses. And thank you so much. It's great to be on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.